This is Brad Milkey of ABC News' Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Warriors star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, this is Sunetra Chaudhary, and you're listening to On the Record. In the last episode, I brought you a conversation with the BJP's Kailash Vijayvargiya, who's leading the party's campaign for West Bengal elections, which are due in 2021. Now, this election is a do-or-die election for BJP. We see the Home Minister, Amit Shah, going there regularly. He didn't go for the Bihar campaign, but he did go to Bengal, and he recently concluded a visit there where six Trinamool MLAs joined them and some people from other parties as well. They're saying because they've managed to get Shuvendu Adhikari, and before that, one of the closest leaders and aides to Mamata Banerjee, Mukul Roy, they believe that they can really break Trinamool Congress, which has otherwise had a vast majority in the state. But is that correct? What is the kind of impact that we are seeing of the BJP's campaign on Bengal? It is a bastion which Mamata Banerjee was able to break, the left bastion she was able to break after three decades. Will the BJP able to break her 10-year rule and come to power there? Is it really that much of a struggle for Mamata Banerjee, who seems to have had it all till the BJP trained its guns on her? Well, to talk about that, we have a conversation with the Trinamool MP, Shougata Roy, who used to be a union minister as well. Shougata Roy talks about why he believes that the BJP's prowess in the state is limited. So I wanted to start by asking you that we've just witnessed senior BJP minister Amit Shah concluding his two-day trip to Bengal and lots of crowds coming out. It seems like there is a huge growing influence of the BJP in Bengal. Would you agree that they are influence of the BJP in Bengal? Would you accept that?
Not at all. I do not think that BJP's influence is growing.
Why do you say so?
Because there is no proof on the ground of the same. Amit Shah has gone, they spent crores of rupees. In one of his programs, they got a lot of people. But they are all from outside. I do not think that has prophesied that large number of people from Trinamool Congress will join the BJP. But actually, only six Trinamool Congress MLAs joined the BJP. There was no deluge, no nothing. So what is it? The Amit Shah has two rallies. Mamata, if she goes, she will hold a rally double the size. So how does it prove that BJP's influence is growing?
Well, one of the Right. So one of the things that, of course, is being cited as a growing influence is that, it's been talked about a lot, is that Shuvendu Adhikari was one of Mamata Banerjee's key people. He is the one who led the whole Nandigram protest.
He did not lead it alone. Shuvendu was a youngster at that time. He just became an MLA. He played a role. His father also played a role. So he did not lead the Nandigram. He is not a Nandigram local. He is from Kontai, which is some distance, 50, maybe 100 kilometers from Nandigram. So, but Shubhendu had some relevance or some scene as a popular master, popular leader among people. But having gone to BJP, he will lose the Muslim support base. That Nandigram has to remember is 40% Muslim.
Right. So, sir, you know, you talk about this, the fact that, you know, they will lose, you know, Shuvendu Adhikari will lose his Muslim base. But isn't that exactly what the BJP is banking on to polarize the Hindu-Muslim vote in Bengal?
Just a moment. In Bengal, 30% people are Muslims. Any leader who does not command any support, they don't realize without the Muslims, will be hard put. The BJP can't get 10% of Hindu votes. So, he will be at a disadvantage.
I see. So, you're saying in BJP, BJP's classical technique, which is just alienating and cutting out the Muslim votes, that doesn't work over there?
That doesn't work over there.
Because of simple arithmetic?
Because of arithmetic. Apart from other political factors, you are with BJP means you lose all your Muslims.
I see. But sir, we also saw six people joining. And what they are saying is, by the end or towards the election time, we will see many more Trinamool people crossing over. And we've seen that they have shown that quite a few people have. After all, if you have six, it's much more than what they had last time. Isn't that a matter of concern?
Not yet. We have 218 MLAs. And I don't think that the number defecting from Trinamool will be large. Some people who have gone with Shubhendu, they are such non-entities that they wouldn't be given nomination this time by TMC. Or if they got nomination, they would lose. In many places, there has been triple after this, some MLAs left.
Why do you think they're leaving, sir? Why did Shuvendu Adhikari, who was obviously... Why did Shuvendu Adhikari really leave?
Both allurement. Shuvendu is very ambitious. He wants to be chief minister or at least deputy chief minister. He wanted that assurance in Trinamool. We could not give him that assurance.
Oh, is that what he told you, sir?
You know, allurement. The BJP is capable of offering financial allurements. And then Shuvendu has some problem with ED cases. So all this taken together, BJP put some pressure on him, offered him some material. But ultimately, it will not be fulfilled. BJP will not make anybody who is not from other background chief minister, even deputy chief minister.
They won't make?
They did not make. Not even deputy chief. BJP will not make anybody who is not from RSS background chief minister. So the ambition was that it will never be fulfilled. In Assam, they did not make Himanta Biswa Sarma the chief minister. In Tripura, they brought in Biplab Deb, a non-entity, because he had RSS background.
That's very interesting, sir. So I wanted to ask you, what happened? You were the person...
Can you hold on for
Yeah, I will hold on. Yeah. I wanted to ask you that you, when you spoke to Shivendu Adhikari and you announced that he's staying in Trinamool, then what went wrong?
No. Actually, Shivendu was playing again. He had several rounds of talks with me. Then we had a final meeting in which Abhishek and Prashant Kishore were also present. Sudeep was also present. Then we told him that why are you insisting on being observer? You have everything, but staying the party will be occupying important position. So to that he agreed. So from the meeting we spoke to Aman. And we made Shubhendu speak to Aman.
Speak to who? Mamata. Okay.
Mamata told him, Shubhendu, you work in the party, what's the problem? He said, no, Didi, I'll be with you. So I said that to the press. Shubhendu had said that he will say everything on 6th. But I said that Shubhendu has agreed to whatever else he says, he will say on the press. I reached the morning, he sent a WhatsApp saying that since you leaked it to the press, we can't work with things. But his deal with BJP was already finalized. We knew that. He took this as an excuse.
Just to clarify, sir, he told Mamata what? He told her that he would stay back.
Yes, sir. He said, we'll work in the party.
Oh, I see. So, sir,
it was not a decision that I took on myself. I made Shubhendu speak to Abhishek, Prashant Kishore, and then to Mamata herself. And he said that he'll stay in the party. The next day he made an excuse that he can't work with us. If you take a decision, even if the decision is leaked to the press, you change your decision. It means that he has decided to come. Then he went out himself trying to gather MLAs and MPs to go with him. He could not get that many.
So, Shogotada, I wanted to ask you, one of the things that he said and which BJP says that everybody who's joining from the Trinamool is saying is that they feel, and this is something that the BJP is going on attacking Trinamool with, they're saying that they're seeing dynastic politics in Trinamool, that there is a lot more attention paid to Abhishek Banerjee.
No, dynastic politics, Shivendu is talking about his father and brother are MPs. He was MLA and minister. His younger brother is chairman of a municipality. It does not hide his mouth to talk about dynastic politics. And Mamata, nobody from Trinamool has said that Abhishek will be chief minister. There is no chief minister candidate from the party, from the family of Mamata. So you are building up a mythical opposition that Abhishek is there. Nobody said that Abhishek will become chief minister.
Is there any kind of resentment that the MPs and MLAs and party leaders have, sir, against Prashant Kishore and his way of working? There seems to be some murmurs within Trinamool that, people don't like the way that new age...
Please repeat what you
say. Sir, there seems to be some voices within your party of people being a little resentful of how Prashant Kishore works. They feel that he with...
That's not true. Prashant Kishore does not decide anything, he advises the strategy. And this, there are followers that are talking to everybody. And Prashant Kishore directly doesn't talk to that many people.
I wanted to ask you, this thing about people and Prashant Kishore's way of working, are people in the party unhappy?
No, I don't think they're unhappy. I think Prashant Kishore is doing a good job in suggesting good programs to the party. His people have panned out. They're keeping in touch with people down below. Prashant Kishore is an excuse based by some. Prashant Kishore has not decided anything, nor did the court any decision.
Final question, sir. BJP is gone from
a handful of seats to 18 in Lok Sabha. And they've also, you know, the Prashant Kishore is saying they won't cross triple figure. But even if they come to 99, it's a huge jump. How is Trinamool countering the threat that the BJP poses across the country?
By being active, our Bhuvanesh government has been those steps. Have already had 1 crore people participating in it. So, Trinamool is not sitting idle. It reached out to people in about contact with I will hold a meeting in Shubhendu's hometown, Khasi, Kompai, day after tomorrow. We're going all over, sitting, Mokta is traveling, attracting huge crowds in our meeting.
That's wonderful, sir. Thank you so much, Amashad.
Sit idle and sit in the offices and pontificate with both of the people left sit.
Great. Great, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Well, that was a conversation, and that brings us to the end of this episode of On the Record. If you would like to share your views on it, do tweet me at Sunetra C or at HD Smartcast. Send in your feedback, and I'll be back with another episode. So join us then. Goodbye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
This is Brad Milkey of ABC News Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Warrior star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance.